Thank you, Mr. Wizard, and thank you, Janet. That was terrific.
Thank you.
And the music, well, the chanting certainly just complemented that dark little piece of yours. Before you go, I just want to ask you sort of where that piece came from, and was there a particular voice in your head, particular poetic voice, I specifically mean, in your head that you had in mind when you were writing that?
I think that people for writing will often work on things that actually happened. That poem was called Andrew Hettinger. It was about someone named Andrew Hettinger. May he rest in peace. And he had multiple sclerosis, and he had a patch over his eye. And it was a frightening thing sometimes because it was a strange and foreign thing, and you didn't know how to understand his behaviors. And when I saw that one friend of mine would still just try to be there for him, and then I found out that he died, and I had to tell my friend that dealing with death makes you think all sorts of things in coping with life and the entire cycle of life, and it makes you think of the things that you've done in your life and what other people have done and what effect that has on you for the rest of your life as well as for others. And so I was just working off of emotions from that true story to come up with this piece to try to help remember him by.
Well, thank you very much, Shannon. Okay, so thank you.